You ever heard people call a person like that and say, well, he's just a plain fool?
Yeah.
Would that be a pretty strong thing?
That's pretty strong, though.
To call somebody
a fool.
Is there supposed to be anything in the Bible against that, or the reason that people don't use it?
I don't know. Well, I guess it is. There's plenty of places in there where it tells you how to treat your brothers and sisters, you know, call them fools.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't quote it, though, but I know what it's in there.
People have told me, I don't know where it is exactly either, but it's something like, he who calls his brother a fool is in danger of hellfire.
That's what I was trying to think
like
of.
Yeah. Well, what about a person who always has a smile on his face and nice things to say about people? You'd say that he was mighty
pleasant or friendly or
good natured.
Yeah.
Nice to run into people like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, what about, say, if a man leaves a lot of money out in plain sight and he leaves his doors unlocked? You say he sure was mighty
tempted. Trying to tempt somebody, I guess, or I don't know just what you would say.
Right. In other words, he wasn't careful with his money. He was mighty
slack.
Or careless.
Careless or whatever.
Sure. Okay. And we were talking about a person who was who lost his temper easily. If somebody was about to do that and you didn't want him to, you might tell him, well, now just
hold your temper. I get on the roof. This girl, it comes in here, she's retired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have. And she gets mad, she'll just cuss anybody.
Really?
Say ugly thing, and I say, now, Ruby, hold. I have that to say every day.
Mm-hmm. What's about, if you get real upset with somebody, or if you get kind of put out with yourself for doing something stupid, like dropping your tray of food or something like that, what's about the strongest thing that you say?
I don't know.
In that kind of situation?
Different things. Mm-hmm. Just how stupid I am, or how fumbling around and just different things. I don't know.
I'm gonna kill PR.
Oh my Lord. Not today.
I am
PR.
PR. Paxton, man, his wife down in this.
Oh.
He's done something to social worker that she's talking.
What about, you know, these things, sometimes people, when they're not used to working with their hands, they'll get blisters on their hands?
Thorns.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that stuff inside a blister that you have to let out? It's just the...
Just fluid in there, water.
Water, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And you say, so, ready, boy.
More water.
They might take my little trash can.
Are you getting long?
Oh, I guess I'm doing pretty good. I thought you were still gone.
He came
last night.
Oh, yeah.
That wave been 18 foot high.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't have been on them.
Where you been?
Out in the Gulf. Works out in the Gulf.
He comes all the way up here?
He works in the Gulf, but he's on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
He said them waves were 18 foot high. Brother, I would have been getting out of there.
Did he fish?
No, he's working in
a
pipeline of oil rig, I think.
At their house.
Like it when it got that rough out there.
I've been knowing him ever since he was a little boy.
Is that
right? Really coming here.
That's it.